Good afternoon, sir. What is your name, sir?
Alejandro Maldonado.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson will serve as your lead, sir, so just hang on to the phone.
State your full name, the ADC number for us for the record.
Alejandro Maldonado, 172022.
Okay, thank you, sir. So I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing today. You appeared before the others on the board of Executive Clemency. You have the Honorable David Neal to the far left. In the middle, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us representing the Department of Correction as well as the Parole Office is Mr. Westby, sir. Mr. Maldonado, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, sir, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you have an attorney or you representing yourself today, sir?
No, I was unable to do all that.
Okay, so you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, so your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases, Mr. Maldonado. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out with phase one. You have three allegations listed on your warrant, sir. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is true, false, or you can take the fifth. The reason that you can take the fifth, sir, is that these proceedings are tape recorded, and anything you say can be used against you in a court of law, as the attorneys has the right to appeal to subpoena these hearings, the tape recordings in the court, okay?
All right.
All right. So the first allegation on your warrant states that you in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your taking someone else's vehicle without permission on or about December 5th, 2017. So is that true or false? Or you want to take the bill?
False.
False, okay. The next allegation, sir, states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 5 as demonstrated by your forcibly taking someone's vehicle with a weapon without permission on or about December 5th, 2017. And 221596 North John Way Parkway, number 104, Maricopa, Arizona. Sir, is that true or false, or would you like to take the fifth?
False.
All right. So the next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of cocaine on or about May 14, 2018, per the task lab report dated June 26, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay. So being that you state that allegation 1 and 2 are false, I'm going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Westby, to get some additional information.
This information was given to Community Corrections Officer John Wayne by Detective O'Neill of the City of Maricopa Police Department. On December 5, 2017, City of Maricopa Police Officer Pappas, Action number 1009 was dispatched to Tacos and More located at 21596 North John Wayne Parkway, number 104, Maricopa, Arizona, 85139, regarding an armed robbery and theft of an automobile call. For the female victim, an unknown male subject robbed her of a 2016 Kia Soul at gunpoint. For the victim, the suspect was wearing a black Halloween mask and pointed a small caliber semi-automatic handgun at her head for her to get out of the car. The suspect forcibly removed the victim, female victim, out of her vehicle and drove away from Tacos and More located 21596 North John Wayne Parkway, number 104 Maricopa, Arizona 85139. On December 8, 2017, Officer Straub of the City of Maricopa Police Department was dispatched to a call referencing follow-up regarding a recovered stolen vehicle. On December 8, 2017, Phoenix Police Department pursued a male occupant driving a 2016 Kia Soul and ditched the vehicle by fleeing the scene. Latent prints and DNA swabs were collected from the steering wheel, the shifter, and the driver armrest and interior handle to identify a lead investigation. On March 5, 2018, Detective O'Neill of the City of Maricopa Police Department received a copy of the Phoenix Police Department's incident report number 2017-00002160657, containing physical evidence of those latent prints belonging to the offender Alejandro A. Maldonado. Prints belonging to the offender were collected from the lower door frame to the stolen vehicle of 2016 Kia Soul. On July 5, 2018, Detective O'Neill made contact with CCO Jaw Lane requesting to conduct an interview with the offender. On July 9, 2018, Detective O'Neill met with CCO Jaw Lane at the Casa Grande Police Department, and the offender could not show up on the scheduled report date due to having no transportation. The offender was verbally instructed by CCO Jaw Lane to report to the Pinellas Regional Parole Office located at 10-1308 East Butte Avenue, Florence, Arizona, 85132, on July 10, 2018, by 10 a.m. On July 10, 2018, Detective O'Neill and Detective Cohen arrived at the Pinellas Regional Parole Office, and so did the offender. The offender was interviewed by Detective O'Neill and Cohen. Detective O'Neill read the offender's Miranda warnings verbatim from a pre-printed Maricopa Police Department Miranda form. For Detective O'Neill, the offender reported to her that he also washed his cars at his residence, and possibly his fingerprints got on it. I, CCO John Wang, advised Detective O'Neill that the offender has never mentioned washing cars to earn as a living during the time of his supervision, but did mention that he worked in home improvement and received cash under the table. The offender was booked in the Pinal County Jail for armed robbery and two counts of unlawful means of transportation. The offender was charged with two counts of unlawful means of transportation.
One and two about the same, looks like.
That is correct. They look exactly the same.
Okay. So what's not true about that, Mr. Maldonado?
All of it. I was waiting for my attorney in court to prove it, and there was never the date. They said when it was my court date, I called to inquire why I had not gotten pulled out. They said because it was vacated. So I was just under the assumption that I was going to get my day in court. However, it never came up. They transferred me over here. I had court on July 17th. Come July 19th, they transferred me straight over here. And I have not heard anything since then.
Okay. All right, Mr. Maldonado, we're going to have to kind of learn the information that we have here. I'm going to move forward so we can go to phase two. I am going to say that based on the information contained in warrant number 2018W2036, based on the information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby, along with your admission on allegation number three, allegation one and two is going to be based on the information contained in the warrant and the information received from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Allegation number three is going to be your admission to the use of cocaine. I'm going to move to find that you were delinquent, that you did violate the terms and conditions of your supervision, and that you may have lapses about the lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Hey, you asking me?
No, sir. Okay, so so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, I'm just going to finish this. Motion was by myself. Second was Mr. Neal. Agree is Dr. Wright. We're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay? We're going to start out phase two and getting some additional information from the parole officer. And then we'll go with some information with you, then I'll get back with you and get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right.
On October 2nd, 2017, Mr. Maldonado was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 10th, 2018 by City of Maricopa PD on new felony charges of armed robbery and theft of means of transportation. He was back in DOC custody on July 19th, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of June 29th, 2020, 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2002, armed robbery, 3 counts, each for 17 and a half years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score, 4-3, mental health score, 1, substance abuse score, 2. SKG name information notes, he was a valued member of the New Mexican Mafia, however debriefed in 2014. He has no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are significant with drugs, alcohol, violence, and weapons noted. Other arrest, 1995, possessed cell marijuana, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1995, possessed and sale dangerous drugs, Arizona, juvenile probation. All other arrests since then, since 2002, were dismissed or not filed. He has a community risk score of a G6V8. And I do have status of charges here received from Officer Wayne, dated August 28, 2018, that states, for Detective O'Neill, City of Maricopa PD, charges were dropped by the Pinal County Attorney's Office due to insufficient evidence. However, the investigation is ongoing, and the offender is a primary suspect to the charges of armed robbery and theft of means of transportation. Pinal County Attorney's Office has requested follow-up to this case and has been assigned to another detective for a DNA search warrant. This is the offender's MO of current offenses.
Okay, sir, so I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside with your aunt, Gloria Alejandro, at 12992 North Burley Lane in Maricopa. Were you still standing there, sir, at the time you were arrested? Mr. Maldonado?
No, I didn't hear that. What was that?
Will you still stand with your aunt, Gloria Alejandro, on North Burley Lane and Maricopa at the time you were arrested?
Yes.
Okay. Were you working during that period of time?
One more time?
Were you working during that period of time?
Yes, I was.
Where were you working at, sir?
I was working for Juan Trejo, landscaping. He does home improvements. We were just finishing up an addition in Scottsdale. We work mainly in the Scottsdale area.
Okay. Like you had two UAs that you took while you're out. One was on November 6th or 17th, you were negative for drugs, and then looks like on May 14th of 2018, you were positive for cocaine and marijuana. Is that right?
Yes. However, I did have my medical marijuana card.
Okay. What about the cocaine, sir?
What happened?
I said, what about the cocaine?
No, the cocaine, there's, like I said, that was a mistake on my part, and I take responsibility for that.
Were you doing any other drugs, sir?
No.
So let me ask you, were you arrested or stopped in this vehicle that had allegedly been taken in the robbery?
No, I was not. I was, I went to see my parole officer on, well, not on the scheduled date, but the day after. I was supposed to be scheduled to see him on the 9th of July. Wow. And he calls me around, and we're like approximately around 10 o'clock. And he asked me where I was at, and I told him I was waiting for my ride, that I was on my way over there. And he said, well, I got things to do. How about you come and see me on the 10th and come around 10? I said, okay, I will see you then. But he told me to come to Florence. So, because I usually meet him in the police department in Casa Grande. And he told me, well, you didn't have to come in Florence, but come Tuesday. And I said, okay. And I went Tuesday, and he was waiting there. I guess the detectives were in his office. And I was, you know, he told me to answer him truthfully or whatever. And I was like, fine. I didn't have no qualms with talking to him because I did nothing wrong. So until that's when they started with all this other stuff. And yeah, and here I am.
Okay. So let me see if the board has any additional questions. You also were referred to anger management. Did you complete the anger management or what happened?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me see if the board has any additional questions. Some more additional questions coming from the board. Mr. Maldonado, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion?
Well, based on what I just heard about the ongoing investigation and all that, I would like to request being forward the opportunity to be reinstated so that I can work towards obtaining a lawyer so I can clear my name, because I do do a little work too also in Maricopa, in the city of Maricopa.
Okay, so the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain silent, but you can hear the conversation taking place between the board, okay?
Okay.
All right. The board's now into discussion, had the opportunity to read the information in the warrant number 2018W2036 and the information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Apparently, Mr. Maldonado is denying that he was involved in this incident involving the armed robbery and the theft of a vehicle. The charges have been dropped, and per the detective and O'Neill, that they're further working this case to do some further follow-up on it. So the investigation is still pending as a result of this. Mr. Maldonado is in custody for three counts of previous armed robbery. When this incident actually occurred, according to the information that we received from the parole officer, this was the type of MO that Mr. Maldonado has actually used in the past. I don't know whether he committed this robbery or not. I wasn't there. But based on the information that I see that we have in the warrant and the information that is coming from the parole officer, I do think there's enough probable cause to believe that he was involved in this incident, along with the fact that he did use marijuana, illegal drugs, marijuana, and cocaine while he was out. He will be released on June 29th of 2020. I think that it would be best for Mr. Maldonado to remain in custody at this time. I'm going to list the rest of my colleagues.
Agree.
Okay, therefore I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Maldonado, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, have lapses about to lapse to criminal ways of the company, as he did illegally use drugs, marijuana, and cocaine, as well as allegedly the suspect in an armed robbery and the theft of a vehicle while armed, which is still pending per Detective O'Neill with the Maricopa Police Department. That would be my motion at this time.
Second.
Motion by myself. Second, Dr. Wright. Agreed, Mr. Neal. Mr. Maldonado? Mr. Maldonado?
Yes.
So you heard the discussion taking place amongst the board at this time. At this time, the board is voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. He will be released on June 29th of 2020 of this year. I want to take the time and opportunity to thank you for appearing before the board at this time, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Could you please set the phone down or either put the CO3 back on the line?
Okay.